너리로
나인즈.
너리.
자, 존아, 자, 노릭. Is it? 나레스고. Have you got any questions about Lorik? We were talking about yogic direct perception. Any questions about that? Yogic direct perception has four features or four attributes. What are they?
It's in the mental continuum of an aria
being. Mm-hmm. And then we have a question about it. Mm-hmm. Any rang tu mu ma be ta gen ra wa shin la sung de le ta mi chung ba le sa pardon any drama could you repeat please
it's cause or conditions that come abiding special insight
it's an other knower
and the shin de kre sung lo Rangri Mari Shenrik Resun. Shenrik Ba. Very good, excellent.
And it focuses on subtle impermanence or selflessness.
Any Rangri, Tok Yu, Tok 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 Yu Rwa. Any Chawen Metapa Ta Kansa Ka Tami. Kaunu Tok Ba. Yeah. So collectively we have managed.
So,
there are four cognizers or cognition. There are four direct cognitions or four direct perceptions. What are they? And on boom is also. Yeah. And ye king was also. Nanjung was also. Rangjung was also. Okay. Give me an instance of sense direct cognition.
What's the translation of Rangjung?
Visual object.
Eye perceiving. What do you mean by eye perceiving? Eye consciousness. Eye sense based or eye consciousness?
Eye
sense based?
Pointed to my eye.
It has to be eye consciousness. If it's a direct perception, it needs to be eye consciousness, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mixer, Geshe-la.
Oh, I didn't say does that.
Then what did you say?
I would say Shepa.
Did you feel being obstructed?
No, no,
it's a piece of body,
material. So, Geshe-la says that.
Sally's criticizing the translation.
Please give an example of sense direct perception.
An object perceived by the sense consciousness, which is a shepa. He's going to say no.
Yeah, okay. Well, would you like to repeat? example of a sense, sense perception, direct sense perception.
It's non-conceptual.
Isn't it the eye sense based perceiving
the bands? Okay, this is the selling river. Eye sense based river. Miki Wong Bu. You Miki Wong Bu. Pumba Topa de Chasa.
Miki Wong Bu.
Miki Wong Bu. Eye sense based. Eye sense based is not consciousness. Miki number Shiva. Miki number Shiva. So, all of our sense of consciousness may not necessarily be an example of direct sense perception. It could have elements of being direct and non-direct and so on.
Unmistaken perception.
Unmistaken perception
of an object by a sensory consciousness.
And it's like Wongbu Shebe Raba. Wongbu Shebe any rangi yu matriba toko de sha asa. Long. We should have said yup in English. An example of sense direct perception is visual consciousness perceiving all kinds of its object directly without mistake, whether it's a plate of food, cup of tea, your clothes, your watch, whatever it is. On some sense a direct perception. Example of sense direct perceptions are the instances of objects such as a plate of cup of tea and your whatever's correctly perceived directly by visual consciousness or by eye consciousness. An example of Tikishra te kanrung mo ba na ngoto ngun sum maribal
mara kun ka bar
kiti kanung mo tong ngun bo te ngun bo na ngoto
ngun to sa ta pa ngun bo na ngoto kanung
mo tong ngun bo te ngun bo ngun bo na ngoto ngun bo le ani ji kar sre ngun bo ngus na ngoro kiti ngun
bo ya mara
la re. So, example of mistaken sense direct perception are perceiving white snow mountain as a blue snow mountain, or if you press your eyeball, then the single object appears as two. As two. So these are
Umbo Musumaris or Umbishi Bari, Umbinus Bari.
So these are not direct sense perception, but these are direct perception, but not direct sense perception. Sorry. So no. These are sense sense consciousnesses. Okay. When you see blue snow mountain, it's a sense consciousness. When you press your eyeball and the two an object appears as two, and that is also double perception, whatever you call it. It is a sense perception, but not a sense direct perception. So, in the same way, take me as belittling you, please, when I ask you these questions. Okay, now Geshe-la says, could you please give me examples of ear, nose, and so on? auditory direct perception, nasal or olfactory sense direct perception, and so on. One by one. Please run me through it.
An unmistaken audio perception of a Bach concerto. Listening to teachings.
This is Geshe-la. Namshigarwa, Geshe-la. Bach concerto. In jig then there's no rumu or well jig rumu mocho or well and they can say any
cheeky
any cheeky rwa any keshila sum ko the rest rwa any cheeky say na any the keshila sum any cheeky devotee ni sum cause sum tega ko the cheeky sa Yeah. Okay, that's great. And then others, please. What about tongue consciousness? There are five direct sense cognitions of perceptions. And these are called direct sense perceptions, or perceptions, in that they arise from their respective sense bases. For example, eye consciousness, direct eye sense consciousness, direct I sense consciousness arises from I sense space, and direct ear sense consciousness or sense perception arises from, you know, ear sense space and so on.
Can I ask a question? And previously we heard that there's only one I consciousness and various other consciousness, but is hearing has two consciousnesses. Does that mean?
Who said that?
Geshe-nyima.
And what did Geshe-nyima say?
That there's only a single tongue sense consciousness, a single nose sense consciousness, a single eye sense consciousness, but they're regarded as two ear sense consciousnesses.
Okay.
Does that mean that an enlightened person can hear and cognize two things, one
on
either ear at the same time?
Kishila Rava. Any Jay Shiva Rava. Only Jiggy chek shepa la anu kasa re de dakin chiga wa re sriwa, chek wangpo, anu nala nayo wangpo, mik la, mik nyi yuwa re de sriwa, ine mik nyi yuwa re de anu dakin chiga re sriwa. Wen jang kashi nyima la, kashi nyima sunshi na, nayo wangpo di dakin nyi yuwa re sriwa, na amcho nyi yuwa zang, anu dakin nyi yuwa re sriwa. This is the same thing. And what did you say? Does it mean what?
Somebody who's enlightened can receive two different messages through at one time.
Okay. Tende yin rawa. Ane chike tamje kembe. Tamje kembe sheba chike rawa. Tamje kembe nai sheba chike. Ane du chila. Ane chike kasu rata. Dram men rawa rawa. Musum ni to tu gre baso. Jojem menja waro.
Ni de to to la ta de suje ba mi meshi ti chi ta ji ne se to la.
Nam.
Ni de meshi ga da chi chi mi de yo se de ma le meshi da chi ni yo. Mi ni no lo de ko ba ju to wa ma lo ni de wa.
Na re.
Ti ni ga meshi da chi she go la ka se na. Ma de ne meshi ni ga ta wa de ji ta wa ni shu che ju no. 미신이시시부터
At the level of, you know, at the level of enlightenment, you know, you could say, I mean, Geshe-la didn't say it, in the quantum Buddhism, you know, for example, at the level of enlightenment, anything is possible. Buddhas, a single consciousness of a Buddha, whether it's a mental or sense consciousness, can understand all phenomena. And so with the Buddhist or single eye consciousness, everything can be understood, is understood, not can be understood. And now with regard to, you know, that the eye consciousness has only one sense base, and the ear consciousness has two, does not really prevail. It prevailed because if eye consciousness had only one sense base, then it would mean that if you go blind in the right eye, your left eye, which is not blind, not affected, can't see at the same time. But there are cases where people, you know, something has gone with the right eye sense base, eyeball. But nothing was gone with the rock with the left one. That shows that, you know, that shows the eyes, the two eyes have two sense bases.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal about it.
No.
Machinal. So two consciousnesses arise in the eyes. So you can know that the eyes have two consciousnesses, okay, two eye consciousness. If you open your eyes and then, you know, if you do this, then you see two objects. What do you call that?
Double vision.
But if you had only one eye, if you close one eye and then do this, it doesn't become double, he says.
진짜 하고 진짜 진짜 그냥 엄마가 나는 거
라
엄마한테서
미 라
이도 니노 말 니노
So close your one eye and then press and then you know it doesn't appear twice or double vision you don't get double vision
No.
So, when you close one eye tightly and you, you know, press this one, accept that it moves, but you don't get double vision as you do when you do the same thing with both eyes open, is what Geshe learns.
No problem, Tati.
No problem. Oh, more English coming through.
Shiba Nia, Tanga, so Moshi, the Yishish. I look at the top of Quito and Tios and Tatas and Mobility Tisiflores.
Okay, we have mainly two levels of consciousness, consciousnesses. Yishi Tanga, and sense. One Bhishya, but sense consciousnesses and mental consciousness. So, when we gain spiritual realizations on the five paths or the ten bodhisattva grounds, all realizations are gained by yikishepa, mental consciousness, not by any of the sense consciousnesses. So, as for sense as for vankushepa, as for sense consciousnesses or sense perceptions, you can divide them into two. Mistaken sense consciousness and a correct sense consciousness. So, let's not talk about those. Let's talk about mental consciousness. So, as for mental consciousness, according to one division, it is divided into two. Conceptual mental consciousness and non-conceptual mental consciousness. So, non-conceptual mental consciousness is synonymous with direct mental cognition or direct mental consciousness. According to Sutra school, direct mental consciousness is divided into three. They are Rangri Munsum, direct self awareness, direct yogic consciousness or direct yogic perception or consciousness. And then, 좀 봐도 이해 구분해서 고르라고.
예전에서
제 중중에서. And then direct mental consciousness or cognition itself.
다 내 중중에서 다 예중에서 다 그저 쉬자로.
네.
다 내중에서 다 그저 그냥 뭐 쉬어야 다 다제 신경을 줄 수도 있고 그런 뭐 쉬자로 다. 다른 내중에서 다 그런 도둑네 다 나가고 나.
So then, I talked at some length about direct yogic perception previously. So let me now sort of present an overview of it. So, an example of direct yogic perception or yogic cognition would be a cognition which understands either coarse or subtle selflessness of a person. Subtle selflessness of a person would be emptiness of emptiness of sufficient substantially established entity, and okay, emptiness of sufficient substantially established entity, and now emptiness of coarse self would be emptiness of permanent, single, and independent self is an example of coarse coarse selflessness. So now, according to Sutra's system, a yogic direct perception, when a yogic direct perception understands selflessness, or let's say subtle selflessness of person, while it directly understands it, but selflessness, subtle selflessness itself, doesn't appear to yogic direct perception. It doesn't appear. So now there's a very subtle kind of distinction. A yogic direct perception, understanding selflessness of person, does understand selflessness of person, but it is not direct with regard to selflessness of person. Do you understand?
Sounds like contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
Contradictory, yeah. It looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Geshe-la, Nenjung-wa-sum-da, Gansha-tami, 강사 담에 넘은 무슨 면에서 봐?
무슨 담에 넘어서 면에서?
무슨 면에서?
무슨 담에 넘어서 어두세요? 무슨 담에 넘어서 또 면에서
알았어? Selfless, okay. Yogic direct perception. Does it understand selfless as a person directly? Yes, it does. But does it directly engage? Does it directly engage with selfless as a person? No.
So what does that engage mean then?
Okay. So, Jason. Okay, then the Karsu was a kitchener, and a Kansa Tamil Musum to an chicken, a Kansa Tamil Musum mines and Karsu was a daddy. So, this here, it has its own reason why they say it. So why? For sutra system, okay, Toddeva, an ultimate truth must be rangthin. Okay, an ultimate truth must be specifically characterized phenomena. Specifically characterized, they're not conceptualized. Specifically visible. Specifically categorized phenomena, which is another way of saying an ultimate truth must be ngupo. Ngupo means functional reality, impermanent functional reality. An ultimate truth, loss. So, if ultimate truth is a functional, you know, functional reality, and let's say a subject which is best suited to establishing existence of the ultimate truth. Has to be a direct a cognition. Do you understand? A direct cognition, or direct cognizer, or direct perception, unmistaken perception.
Principle,
So now, speaking from the higher school point of view, there are two ways. When a thing can be said to exist truly, according to Prasangika school of thought, a thing is said to have a true existence in two ways. It would exist truly if it were not construct of mind, or if it were not constructed, in other words, labeled, designated by consciousness. So if a thing existed without being labeled, named, constructed by mind, then that would exist truly, intrinsically. Secondly, a thing would exist truly if a conventional or a relative phenomena. Do you know conventional relative truth? Secondly, a thing is said to exist truly if it appeared before the mind's eye of yogic direct perception. Do you understand yogic direct perception? A yogic direct perception, what it does do is it does nothing but focus only on emptiness. However, if a conventional reality existed or appeared, you know, before mind eye of a yogic direct perception, and then a yogic direct perception is looking whether things existed truly or not, and what they do find is total absence of a total absence of any conventional truth. What it experiences is a total absence in that meditation of any conventional truth. If it did appear, then it would mean that indeed the highest consciousness looking for whether things existed truly or not. Yes, there is something that existed. So now, why is yogic direct perception direct? Okay, direct. Why is yogic direct perception not direct with regard to selflessness of person? Because selflessness doesn't appear to it. Selflessness doesn't appear to it. It understands selflessness of person, but without selflessness of person appearing to it.
Because it's less, isn't it?
No, not that. So Nanju Musum is the highest kind of a subject of consciousness. So since it is yogic direct awareness or perception, it must perceive what is called rangtsen. Please write down the word rangtsen, self-characterize, which is synonymous with ngopo. Ngopo means impermanent things.
Ngopo,
impermanent things. Now they say selflessness of person, selflessness is not ngopo. Do you understand? Selflessness is not a ngopo. Selflessness is not impermanent. It is permanent. It is just according to this school, selflessness is not impermanent. It is jitsen, means what is called generally characterized. That means permanent. So much.
다시 저는 이 고소 놈의 아니 슈라 도시에 가서 다
So yogic direct perception understands selflessness of person indirectly. Shukla tok means not. So if something is direct, then it must appear to the subject. So now, Nanju Musum, yogic direct perception is not direct. Yogic direct perception is not direct with regard to selflessness of person, but it does understand it is a yogic direct perception is a direct perception which understands selflessness of person. Can you draw that? Do you understand the distinction?
Yeah, I think I do.
You do? Okay.
I might be wrong.
In the same way, so now in the same way, you know, according to the school,
this is Prasangika school.
No, the Sutra school.
Oh, Sutra school.
Yeah.
I know.
In the same way, according to the school, you know, there's jeba. Jeba means inferential cognition or inferential cognizer. Okay? Inferential valid cognition. Understanding impermanence of sound. Okay? An inferential valid cognition understanding impermanence of sound is the same. It works in the same way, Lars. According to this school, inferential valid cognition understanding impermanence of sound. Okay, impermanence of sound I'll say that again. Inferential valid cognition understanding impermanence of sound is not conceptual, okay? Is not conceptual with regard to emptiness of permanence. Please? Not conceptual with regard to emptiness of permanence, but still, it is a conceptual mind, or it is a concept or conceptual mind that does understand emptiness of permanence of sound. So what you do you understand? You want to say how, Geshe-la? If you don't understand, please say how, why. You understand, he says.
Could you repeat the question or the statement before I ask the question?
So, I will repeat my translation.
Yes.
Okay. According to the Sutra school, your inferential valid cognition, not direct, your inferential valid cognition, understanding impermanence of sound, is not conceptual, it is inference. Normally it is, it's not conceptual with regard to taktong, means emptiness of permanence of sound. What's that? Emptiness of permanence.
Are you sure?
I'm just repeating, okay?
You said impermanence of sound before.
Yeah.
You're saying permanence.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good. Are you sure?
Okay. I'll repeat myself. Your valid, your inferential valid cognition, understanding impermanence of sound, is not conceptual with regard to permanence of sound. Okay, sorry.
Emptiness of permanence of sound,
but it is conceptual, or it is concept that understands emptiness of permanence.
Of impermanence.
No. Emptiness of permanence.
Okay, it's
no.
A change.
What's all that?
It's a very complicated concept.
Yeah.
So is impermanence of sound the same as emptiness of permanence of sound?
Geshe-la, rwa. Metak batang, tapetong, donda chibur, rwa. Yes, it does.
That's right. So in this context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, now when an awareness understands impermanence of sound directly, when your mind understands impermanence of sound, impermanence is the object of apprehension of your mind. Impermanence of sound, that means impermanence appears to it, and it grasps. So, but what about emptiness of permanence? It doesn't appear. Only impermanence appears. Okay? Only impermanence appears, and therefore, what you see is what you get, as you know.
Yeah.
And
you can't see what's not there.
Yeah, emptiness of permanence doesn't appear. It is understood indirectly. So according to the school, who have, so then there are five yogic direct perceptions. Long. So, in terms of our subjects who have developed and therefore possess a yogic direct perception, there are five. Okay, yogic direct perception in the Hinaya, okay, in the Sharvaka areas, the Sharvaka or the hearer, you know, hearer, in the hearer's area, yogic direct perception in the Pratigya Buddha or solitary realizers, and yogic direct perception in the
Jyotismarwal,
Arya Bodhisattvas, yogic direct perception in them in Arya Bodhisattvas, yogic direct perception in Arya Buddhas, Sankhya Pakpa, or Arya Buddhas. When Buddhas are always Aryas, so Arya Buddhas, and yogic direct perception. Now, a yogic direct perception in the mind of someone who is neither Hinayana nor.
Then what about the concept? Take me in mind, what? Take me in mind, what?
Take me proper, your money. Take me proper, your money. Take me Dutch about the other.
Not it.
But then I saw Jenny, you take it so long ago to your shoe.
No.
Take it so long, shoe, you take it so long, but take it proper, your money.
And 태문 보고 말해 봐.
태문 보고 가야 이거 태진 구조.
So, yogic direct perception in someone who is neither Mahayana Arya person nor a Hinayana person. Who is that person? That person is someone. Okay, someone who left the state of nirvana, someone who left the state of nirvana of Hinayana path and has entered Mahayana path. So now, who is he or who is she? Are they Mahayana Arya? They are not, because they have just entered Maya and the path of accumulation. Okay? They have just entered Maya and the path of accumulation. Maya and the path of accumulation. Okay, from they have moved from this, from the thumb of the lesser, okay, of the Hinayana, and entered Mahayana. So when they enter Mahayana, they have to come, we have to come down here. So they are not Mahayana Arya because they are on the Mahayana path of accumulation, the first path. When you are here, then you become Arya. You know, when you are here, you become Mahayana Arya, for example. So, are they Hinayana person? They are not. They ceased to be Hinayana. They left Hinayana. They left the Hinayana vehicle. They left the cozy niche of Nirvana. And have now joined the Mahayana family. But they still have yogic direct perception, yogic direct perception in their continuum. Because in Arahat.
No. 하나님에서 그런 이해나 다야 나중에서 제일 잘만도 지시니 나중에서 지금 돈을 많이 벌라 매세다.
내 주무슨 날 그런 무슨 단당 지시니 왜 저걸?
잘만도 지시니.
잘만도. 응.
잘만도 지시니 돈을 많이 벌라 매세.
No, you can divide yogic direct perception again into two divisions of Tamaman's prime yogic direct perception or and Jeshitman's subsequent cognition, subsequent cognition, yogic direct perception. No, but there is no yogic direct perception to which something appears but not ascertained. So of four direct perceptions, yogic direct perception doesn't have the third thing, which is lungla mangeba means a non-ascertaining consciousness. It doesn't have the element of a non-ascertaining consciousness. What it means is to our consciousness to which something appears but not registered or cognized. But all the other three direct cognitions, Munsum, okay, they have prime valid cognition, subsequent cognition, and Nanglamangyapa, non ascertaining awareness element.
What was the second?
Yes, it's a subsequent cognition. So maybe we'll stop here. If you have any questions, la.
No, just. 전달기대가 위치대로 셔지 같은 거 뭐?
나온.
이거 더워 전에 이제 아무 터지다.
나왔.
먼저 근데 전에는 돼, 전에도.
아.
저 사람 이제 하는 세대 강의 쪽에서 되는 전지네요. 지금도.
So I was listening to a teaching given by Chöndön Rinpoche at Chanchikrutu,
Chakshin Rinpoche.
He was teaching Mahamudra there. And then there was a question session. There was people were given opportunity to ask questions. They were really asking very difficult questions there. And in the same way, please do bring questions to the class.
No.
So what he says, Chanchikrutu is a relatively young center, and we are very, very old. So please bring some seasoned questions. Is there? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I've got a question. After the practice, we're talking about maybe a stage of accomplishment. They're talking about dhyanis or dhyanis.
Yeah.
And maybe there are four or seven or something like that. What's that in English? Or can you explain that?
Sri Lankan's talking about that.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
In Auckland, talking about the sort of attainment of maybe of their masters. They talk about different,
그시라 피터 그냥 옥랜드 와질 시리랑카 겐데버츠 아니 저기 나그 추시 나그도 보스라 봐. 아 디디 안 코랑기 시리랑게 아니 겐데버츠 라마츠 앤 다니스라 봐. 아니 저기 다스 다니스 인테르 삼수르 볼 삼수게 아니 저기 땡이 니어라 서와 Tā kārā rā sūma. Pītā kārā sūma rā sā. Tā yā nē sā rā wā. Samdhēn.
Sūpa nē, tā kātā nē rā sā, shīnē dhū, tā nē shīnē dhū nē, shīnē dhū hāng tōng sūhā nē dhū mā kā nē, nē dhū rā, sā tā kā nē dhū.
Nāng.
Tā nē dhū rā nē, nē dhū yī jī chū yā rā.
Nāng.
Tā rā mbē shīn dhū nē, tā nē wē kā nē mō, sā wē pōng tā mō, tā rā bā pō nē, sā tā nē ngē jī sā nē tā yō
wā. Mide kansa chair, mide debe niche, square sim, debe sim,
come on. And the real time, you more the kid of the memory.
That's that's.
Talking to say, Coco Miro, Saint Ashunigo, doesn't buy. Do landing, Saint Chosaro.
That's
it. So they need to all the venue or seven men, the venue which is managed.
That's
one. 그래서 된 이미지 다시 실어 할래요. 실어 봐 실어 봐라 근데 뭐 뭐야.
So what a dynamic okay. Now first we have to know there are three realms of existence. We are in the desire realm. And then above that is a form realm and above that of whether there's in a tier or not or anyway the third is formless realm. Now, dhyana means concentration. Now, concentration here doesn't refer to the kind of concentration we practice here. It refers to deep concentration or in the mind of beings in the form and the formless realm. So, why is their concentration far superior, deeper than concentration in the mind of a desire realm? Because the minds in the desire realm are so agitated. So when a person like yourself works on developing shamatha, shinne, come abiding, you go through the nine stages, and after the ninth stage of mental placement, you still practice your concentration, and then you would achieve, you know, when you achieve physical and mental pliancies, and when your mind becomes physically, mentally extremely pliant, then you develop karma abiding. Okay? But your mind is still in the desire realm. Your mind still is in the domain of a mind of desire, in the domain of desire realm. So you then concentrate and you achieve what is called the preparatory stage. Preparatory stage of the formless realm. Preparatory stage of the mind of beings in the form, so of the form stage. Of the people or the beings in the form realm. The preparatory state has got itself six stages. You go through the six preparatory stages, and when you have gone through the sixth one, then you will achieve the first actual dhyana, which is the first mind of the mind of the first of the four stages of the form realm. So if you have achieved that, your body is still in the desire realm,
But your mind has attained quality of concentration of a person who actually is in the form realm, whereby in the form realm, beings have totally eradicated gross negative thoughts that beings in the desire realm have. So you now have no gross negative emotions. The seeds may be there, but you look very divine, peaceful, and all that. So Geshe-la says, there's nothing so amazing about that, really.
Because the form and formless realms are not really an object to be attained by my impulses anyway.
And Geshe-la anuchige samsuge anuchige tengenjana nyina halaya ma reserva. What did you say?
Not really something that is worth.
Just a texting or what? Any Samsung thing is in Nina Hale Yamaris, guys in a Tago Chimpu, any Gansage, the Munja Maraba Summer. Munja, member Java Maraba Summer. Member you. The Hale Yamaris, Rava. Something which is that doing PDS, na?
So these are amazing, you know, these are really amazing achievements. And to have gone through the mind of desire realm and really achieve such a highly tuned degree of concentration, it becomes even more amazing if it becomes twinned with the bodhicitta and the right view of emptiness. Even without that, it is amazing. For us, you know, we even have difficulty achieving the second of the nine mental placements. So for someone who has achieved, you know, such a degree of meditative absorption of palm realm, it only is achieved. Yes.
Can someone get there without bodhicitta and insight?
Get where?
To that stage.
Yeah, of course.
That's still with you, his samsara though. It's still part of samsara.
Yeah. Geshe-la, that the point, as you have just heard, you know. No.
Just
until the and jeju ge sem da tong ni da tong ni a to ma ni to ge ta ma ni na yang ra ba and something ge sam su ge teng ge top to ge ba su to
to
yes
to man wan de le ji xi wo hong ma ya ya ten da tong me ge ta cha ma de zu de zu me ma bu xi de wo ya ya.
So it is. It can be attained very, you know, definitely. And we in the past, Geshe-la says, were reborn in the form realm and the formless realm, so many times. We had the same degree of concentration. Beings now in the form and the formless realm now have, but if that concentration is not paired with bodhicitta and so on, then it doesn't get any far. Any questions?